author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
I finally got a chance to post the Doug Stanhope interview that I did. You know who Doug Stanhope is? He's a comedian. He happens to be a eugenicist as well. And I posted that interview up on the front page of BobTuscan.com if you're interested in watching it. I wish I could play some clips from it on the show today because it is quite shocking. He's got a potty mouth. So I will save that for YouTube viewers only. This is a family show, after all. And speaking of family, we've been missing one of our family members for at least a week now. But don't worry.
Who would that be?
It would be you, Steve. You're
oh,
like...
I thought I was like the strange uncle.
That's what I mean. You're like the strange uncle.
Yeah, well, I'm back. The strange uncle's back, friends, and it's good to be with you, Bob. And I have missed the show, and we have relocated, and I'm in a better place now. And thank you so much for thinking of me, and it's good to be back.
I got so much mail about people wondering why I don't do the show without you more often, that you would be amazed.
Oh, I would be amazed, and I thank the listener for that kind of support. I really do.
So, no, I'm joking, of course.
Okay.
People wanted to know where you were.
There goes my balloon. Anyhow, it's good to be back, though. Yeah, a lot going on. I mean, there's been so much news and stuff like that. And I'm sorry I missed a few days, but thanks for covering for me. I'm glad to be back on the show with you, Bob, and all the great RBN listeners and our producer, Manny, and Dan, and people like that. It's just good to be home again. You know, new home for me, not too far from where I used to live, but, man, I'll tell you, it's better to get out from a renting situation and into a real house, you know. So it's hard to do it, too, these days, you know. So. But yeah, I am so glad to be back.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I also do want to encourage people, help Bob out a little bit right now because he is still struggling. I know the situation, and he's not as well taken care of right now as I am because my wonderful wife does most of the work around here to keep things going here. And so that's why I have a ticket to be able to give some of my time to this great network and this great show, Bob. Yeah, but your listeners should, I hope that they'll help you right now because I know it's kind of difficult times. You're a young family and go to BobTuscan.com if you can, please, friends. Keep this show going because I love being here and I love talking to you and I love the topics and we're going to have another great show again tonight, right, Bob?
We sure are. We missed April 15th yesterday.
We did. We did. And you see what happened, oddly enough? Another shipwreck. Did you see
that? I know. I saw that. It's interesting touch.
Yeah, what happened this time? Some of the people on board the ship said the ferry that was out of South Korea headed for this Jeju Island place, this resort location with high school students, they heard an explosion, and the ship listed almost over to 45 degrees, and there's, what, something like 280 people missing now? And so what was your take on this, Bob?
Well, something smells fishy.
It sure does.
And I'm not talking about the ship.
Right.
Oh, before we get into that, you heard Michael Rupert died?
Yes, I also did hear Michael Rupert died. He committed suicide, from what I understand, but apparently that's legit. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, on the surface, it's hard for us to believe. However, I would have to gather more information before I speculate. But shocking to hear of his passing, man.
Yes, it is. So. And there's a lot of things that have been going on, though, too. You know, Lois Lerner has been in the hot seat and being held, apparently, in contempt of Congress for all this stuff that's been going on with the IRS, which is also was yesterday, and the nefarious day, of course. I won't go into that, Bob. But
such a nefarious day, let me tell you.
Yeah. But she's been under a lot of trouble recently, too, and they've got all the audacity. I received a letter from, I believe it was Campaign for Liberty, that Ron Paul is being investigated or fined by the IRS because he refuses to turn over his list of contributors to the IRS and some other things. And he's looking at suing them, asking people whether he should just go ahead and pay the fine or whether he should stand up to him. And if he does, it's going to be expensive, and they're going to have to take on some legal counsel and fight this out. But I'll try to get that letter and read some more about it. I don't know if you heard that, but they're being... Lois Lerner has been accused of using the Department of Justice politically to attack enemies with the IRS. And this is completely in violation of the law and the ethics and the code, even if you believe in the IRS. You know what I mean? Even if they have any scruples at all, it's right. Still not allowed. It's beyond that. So she's being grilled right now by this whole investigation, and she is apparently being, at this point, they're holding her in somewhat of a contemptible position in the congressional hearing. And this whole thing's coming apart. And in all this, they have the audacity and the huevos to Cajunes, you know, to try to sue Campaign for Liberty on these issues that are really just basically intrusion into privacy and trying to get figures and numbers and registrations on all their political enemies, which also the FBI, you know, the report for the FBI is visiting gun shops to investigate people talking about the big government, and also, you know, ATF is trying to get lists of people who are gun owners. So, I mean, this whole thing, they're trying to get all this information, NSA, FBI, ATF, IRS, and where's it going, Bob? What do you think?
Well, I don't know, but in the second hour of today's show, we're going to have a new reoccurring segment, Steve. Did you hear about this?
Is it called Reoccurring Nightmares or Reoccurring Dreams?
It's called War Room Wednesdays.
All right.
War Room Wednesdays, second hour of every Wednesday's broadcast. Doug Owen from Blacklisted News will be joining us for what we would like to call War Room Wednesday. Now say that five times fast, Steve.
War Room Wednesday. War Room Wednesday. War Room Wednesday. War Room Wednesday. And War Room Wednesday. In a world where there's a war room on Wednesday, Bob Duskin stands alone.
That's guy I don't know what that was, but okay.
That's the old guy that used to do the NFL commercials, you know, the NFL films, you know, in a world where War Room Wednesday is a football field and a pigskin. Bob Duskin takes it in another direction. Dun, dun, dun. Well, I'm being kind of comical. It's good to be back, but, you know. All right, Steve, don't be the crazy uncle. It's your family, but... Hey, I mean, I missed Friday and I missed Monday, so here I am. I mean,
it's been years.
You know, I'm popping the cork here, buddy. Yeah, I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff is going on, but we'll have to follow that up because, you know, it's coming down to the wire, and I don't know how we're... There's never been a time, Bob. There's never been a time in American history where the government has been so criminal in this country. I mean, even during the times of the Revolution, which caused people to revolt, there's never been a time like this. In American history, I'm certain of it. There have been a lot of rotten, corrupt politicians, but never anything like this. So no. I don't know how long it's going to last. I don't know.
Steve, we got a number of top stories on the front page of BobTuscan.com that we will get to shortly. And we'll take calls for at least the first hour, maybe the last, and maybe with Doug as well. We'll see. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're going to take our first break, and we'll be back in just seconds on the Bob Tuscan Show. So don't go anywhere.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. So glad you could join us today. Got a lot to get into here, and I just want to quickly browse through the top headlines on the site for today. Up to 1 million New Yorkers seized the opportunity to not register their firearms ahead of the New York Safe Act deadline. Wonder what's going to happen there. Also, Stephen Lenman, who writes for BobTuscan.com, talks about Israel seeking a regional anti-Iranian alliance. And he also talks about Obama's head for war in Ukraine. Surprise attack on Iran. Can Israel do it? We have a report from the National Interest. Also, supposedly hormone-free commercial milk has been found to be full of girly hormones, says Mother Jones. And former U.S. diplomat says that sending the United States ground troops to Ukraine, CFR members want to hide intentions with Russia. There's a lot more, but those are just some of the headlines you'll find on the website. Steve, guess what I did today?
What did you do today, Bob?
I went to the springs.
Oh, really? Not Colorado Springs?
Not Colorado Springs.
Not Glenwood Springs?
No.
Not Springfield, but to the springs?
In north central Florida, we have what's known as a karst topography.
Oh, cool.
Karst is the guy who, I guess, was responsible for the science behind this. But essentially what that means is we have a limestone topography.
Yeah. Very nice.
So that limestone, over the years, starts to deteriorate in certain places. The rain is slightly acidic, and it creates holes and caverns and all sorts of things, creating an aquifer, essentially, within our limestone topography. And that's what's called karst topography.
Okay.
These Swiss cheese pieces of rock have fresh water in various parts of them that comes up into a spring. Often these springs have caves all over them. And these caves are filled with beautiful crystal clear water. A lot of scuba divers go in the caves. They swim around. We snorkeled. And it's just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people think of Florida, they think of the beach and whatnot, but our springs, man, are really awesome. I've spoken about the springs before to you, haven't I?
Yeah, I think you have. And I'd like to see those. As a matter of fact, I've heard about them. There's quite a few of them down there.
Mm-hmm. They're all over the place. I went to a new one today that I had never been to, which was nice. We kind of had a little get together, a little picnic out there. Loaded up the car, got everyone ready to go, and it was also the baby's first opportunity to go. So that was really cool.
Well, you got to do things like that. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it was nice to get a break for a change. Because I've been working my ass off, and, well, that's a different story.
Right. Well, that's interesting. You know, what did you think of the story from the New York Daily News where a woman who threw a shoe at Hillary Clinton faces up to 2 years in prison for throwing shoes?
You're kidding me.
Well, the problem really wasn't that she was unhappy with Hillary Clinton. It was that the shoe didn't fit her wardrobe, and there was only one of them, and the shoe had stepped in something. I guess.
If the shoe doesn't fit, don't wear it.
Yeah.
If the Throw it at doesn't. Hillary Clinton instead. What are they charging her with?
Well, a story from the New York Daily News, Susan Jones, April 16th, reads, federal authorities have lodged two criminal charges against a Phoenix woman accused of throwing a shoe at Hillary Rodham Clinton while she gave a convention speech at a Las Vegas Strip resort. Allison Michelle Ernst, 36, didn't respond to a phone message Monday about the charges of trespassing and violence against a person in a restricted building, which were filed Sunday in U.S. District Court in Las Vegas. She could face up to a year in federal prison on each charge if she's convicted. A court date wasn't immediately set, and it wasn't clear if Ernst had a lawyer. So there'll be more on this, I guess, the shoe throwing incident. We had the shoe bomber, the underwear bomber, and the shoe thrower. Remember when that guy threw the shoes at George Bush
in Iraq?
Yeah. That
was the first thing I thought of. I talked about it on Friday. That was the first thing I thought of when I saw that. Yeah. Neither of them hit him.
Yeah. But she's standing in front of this World Economic Forum sign in the picture here. And, you know, of course, Hillary is still thinking she can be president of the United States. She's a lot like, I think, a lot like Jezebel in the Bible, you know, the old woman who eventually still thought she was very beautiful as a queen, you know, when Jehu came in to take over, and she got herself all gussied up and thinking that he was going to take her as his wife, you know, since she had a lot of credit and credibility as the queen of Israel at that time. And somebody said, well, what should we do with Jezebel? Is it Jezebel? Is she still around here? Oh, throw her over the wall, which they did. And the wall was high. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, she still has these visions of, she's deluded, I think, about her own personality and her persona. But, you know, the weird thing about it is it's contagious, Bob. Other people believe in it. You know, it's like, you know, like it's been said before, she's like a bad case of herpes. She just keeps coming back. Even worse.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, you knew it was going to there, didn't you? But, I mean, to be honest with you, the reality is there are Democrats who would try to support her. And there are some women who think that she's smart. You know?
I mean, is she going to be president?
Well, she'd be Mrs. President. Or Ms., not Mr. President. But, you know, Hillary Rodham President. Some people think, well, it's time for a woman, Bob. We need a woman to run the country since the men have made it so bad. I'd be glad to vote for any woman who had an honesty, you know, about her. I mean, my goodness, Phyllis Schlafly, you know, or anyone, you know, that has a brain and a good woman, I'd be glad to get behind. But not this lady.
Phyllis Schlafly, huh?
Well, she's 93. Well, how old is she? 89, something like that? She's too old for the job. But, I mean, there's a lot of good women. I wouldn't vote for Michelle Bachmann, you know. I mean, unless she really turned venomously against the IRS at this point, since she was involved with it for so long. But I don't know if there's other good women who I would support. I would support a very good woman as a candidate. There's no question about that. I have nothing against a good woman being a president. Mm-hmm. But not this. My gosh. Can you imagine that? But she has visions of grandeur, you know. If Bill doesn't get in the way, you know, eating a piece of pizza in front of the camera while Hillary's trying to talk.
That was the best Bill Clinton you could do, huh?
That's about the best, you know. But Bill Clinton's fading away, so I don't have to work it too hard.
Yeah. All right. Quick break and we'll be right back.
IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Folks, I want it to be clear that I am not suicidal. I do not want to hurt myself or anybody else. I have never had any suicidal thoughts. I have never had any thoughts of hurting anyone else. And when I see stories like this about Michael Rupert finishing his radio show and then being suicided or committing suicide, I'm reminded that I need to make that perfectly clear. As loudly and as publicly as possible. Now, who knows what really happened there?
Yeah, it's hard to say. They do believe he left a note, as I understand. And, you know, he was depressed. And I question sometimes whether Michael Rupert had some of his spiritual stuff together. And it might have been a little bit of a problem. But it's a sad thing because he wrote a lot of great articles, of course. You know, a lot of great, I mean, he continued to do the great work that he did all the way up to the end. We'll miss him.
He did a piece on Vice, the FBI, the HBO show, and he was very different in that interview and in that series. But he was living off the grid, and it looked like he was living quite the life and was very excited about these times and didn't make any indications. Now, a Raw Story piece says that his death was announced Monday night on a Facebook post by another blogger, Carolyn Baker, who assured her followers that Rupert's death was not a fake suicide. She says it was very well planned by Mike, who gave us few clues but elaborate instructions for how to proceed without him.
Yeah, he was suffering from depression for quite some time, and I'm not really sure why, but apparently he might have even had some malady or disease that we don't know about either. We'll just have to wait and see what the details show us.
This is a very interesting and unexpected story here. And sad.
Yeah, it is. Because we'll miss him.
Mm-hmm.
And his radio show and his, you know, and his perspective. He's done a lot of great work.
He has. So there you go. We'll give you more deep details on that as we go. Steve, let's see here. You've been following what's going on with the Ukraine at all?
You know, I've been a little bit out of touch with the news for about 4 or 5 days, but now we're looking at potentially a civil war. NATO troops are moving in, or people who are supposed to be representing the Ukrainians, more or less the East German economic interests of George Soros, because there are still a lot of people in the Ukraine who aren't very happy with the way things are going to either the Russian side or to the Euro side, European Union side. So in order to keep peace, NATO is lining up their troops now. I've been following that a little bit. There's quite a bit of that happening at this moment. So Ukrainian army columns are in the, it says here, according to this story, Infowars.com, April 16th, the soldiers in the town of Kramatorsk handed over the firing mechanisms of their rifles to pro-Moscow protest leader. So this is beginning to happen in various places. There are a lot of people who are picking sides, and it's going to be eventually determined how they balkanize or divide Ukraine, hopefully peacefully. But it doesn't sound like it's going very well right now, and they're reheating the old Cold War ideologies again. But Russia is consolidating its forces. They're doing all the kinds of things that we should be doing in order to protect their economy, protect their energy sources, provide enough food, stabilize the ruble, which is now a very stable currency in comparison to the dollar and the euro. And I don't know, it doesn't look good.
We shall see. I'm a little worried about the situation there, because it really could, at any given moment, spiral out of control and have repercussions that go beyond just that area, beyond just Russian and Ukrainian relations. I mean, this could be big.
Yeah, it can. And, you know, of course, there's the situation as to how will China weigh in on all of this. We know that China is not happy with the way the events are transpiring between Russia and the NATO troops. And, of course, they side with Russia. The BRIC nations can formulate their own separate economy from the rest of the world if they like. They have enough stability or enough commerce to just basically do what they want to, except they have to rely on a lot of sales of junk and trinkets and things like that that we buy over here. And if there's sanctions or boycotts or interruptions in that commerce flow, it could affect the entire Chinese economy, which, as we've talked about before, Bob, on the show here, is a lot more volatile than most people would think. And so there's difficulties there. I do still believe, and I know a lot of folks believe this way with me, that I think the Flight 370 abduction was part of this plan. I think it was part of getting the kind of people who, as I understood, worked with the Freescale company out of Texas, which is a major computer operation, who were Chinese and working with Chinese military intel and cyber electric stuff, you know, and that kind of thing. Also cyber spying, all that kind of material. And they were also very involved with knowing the backbone of the Chinese internet. And so these people, I think, have gotten new jobs now. They're advising the NATO forces and the NSA people and the military intelligence for us. And that's part of keeping China in control while this whole thing in the Ukraine goes down. It's my estimate on the whole deal. I think the plane was abducted by AWACS, who cloaked and scrubbed its signature from the radar. We know that the plane was still sending satellite signals for quite some time, 5 or 6 hours after the time of the abduction took place or the disappearance. And this whole wild goose chase of looking for this jet on the bottom of the ocean down by Perth, Australia is nonsense. They keep having this story. It keeps running too, by the way. So you keep throwing enough of that stuff up against the wall.
How long has it been now? Over a month?
Well, gosh, it's been, man, I can't remember the date anymore. It was 3/7. It's been pretty close to, yes, it has been a month. Pretty close to 370, wow. 3/8, actually, you know, March 8th. So it's been pretty close to a month now. And, you know, they're going to say that they found the boxes at 13,000 feet in the ocean, and they can go down and retrieve these and play them back and fabricate whatever story they want out of it all. And it's all happening, you know, shell and pea game behind the scenes. So we just sit here and they keep running this story, even in spite of the fact that you had this ferry accident today. I was watching the evening news. They went back to talking about the flight, flight 370. We know nothing about it. And yet you have all these students who are trapped in this ship, you know, 280 of them missing, and at least others that are already accounted for as dead. People jumped off the ship to save the ship to save their life, and the U.S. Navy was plucking them out of the sea out in South Korea. You know, I mean, this is the major story right now, and we're still looking for this mysterious airplane that obviously, in my opinion, I think it's very plainly discernible that it was abducted. It was taken someplace, whether the pilots flew it there consciously or whether they dead-sticked it. I don't know, but, you know, I think the plane was abducted and ended up probably, as we have said before, spotted off the southern coast of the southern point of India and the Maldives, the Maladian Islands there, and probably headed into a U.S. port or U.S. air base like Diego Garcia or someplace in the vicinity. So that's my guess. I think it has a lot to do. Cui bono? Who benefits? Who would have benefited from hijacking his plane? Why would they shoot it down? I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, we've been through all these events. And so, well, what about all those people on board? Well, they're collateral damage. Do you think the New World Order really cares? Did they care how many people they sank on the Titanic? Did they care about the Lusitania? Did they care about Oklahoma City? Did they care about 9/11? Did they care about Pearl Harbor? Do they care about the world wars? Do they care about the Ukraine? Do they care about chemtrails? You know, these people are crazy. They'll just do what they want because it's what they have to do and what they want to do and what they think they need to do. Huh?
That's exactly right, Steve. We're getting ready for our war report with Doug Owen next hour. Wednesdays, for the second hour of our show, you'll hear the War Reports with Blacklisted News' Doug Owen. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Justin Show.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
Well, before we get to War Room Wednesdays with Doug Owen of Blacklisted News, as promised, I'll squeeze in a phone call here. Let's talk to Fred now. Hello, Fred.
This is the first time I've called in to your program.
This is my first time taking your call, Fred.
Yeah, I do buy the Blacklisted 411. Publication and a half for many years. Is it related to your show?
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, that is also interesting. I want to talk about this Flight 370. I have an old aerospace encyclopedia called Above and Beyond that was written around early to mid 1968, so it has all the facts, a lot of facts about equipment, and the black box, the pinger, the acoustic pingers and things like that, seems as though they actually have more ability to do the job than the equipment they're saying has, that is that was in the plane. So really, and as far as the Navy's ability, this encyclopedia says that there is an ability to take two results, to take three results, and come within a few feet of an acoustic pinger that's on the ocean floor. I think the word is triangulate. You have three circles, and where they intersect is where they're going to send the sub.
Yeah.
So the Navy has had this ability a long time ago. There was a call to an Art Bell show in 1998 that talked about having this for a long time. The fact is they have ability with satellites, with sonar detection, with also just the intelligence agencies being so self-serving and not obviously changing the public story over and over and over and over and over again. So we know that they're lying about this. Also, the last direction of the plane was sort of a due west or a slightly southwest along the equator. I mean, it made a left at the roughly a little bit above the equator. It's not going to go down near Antarctica or in the South Indian Ocean. There's no way that someone would take that roundabout route just to crash a plane, whether it's suicide or whether it's been abducted. There's a purpose to this flight.
Yeah, I agree. And there are many of the survivors' families, or the families of the, you call them survivors, I guess, in this case. That's a funny word because they're not, weren't on the plane, but the family members in China and in Malaysia who have also believed, like you did, that the possibility of this plane being abducted is very real. They think that their relatives are alive somewhere, or that the plane was taken.
Isn't it interesting that it seems as though the media is just taking advantage of this mass culture? I mean, the culture in China is so conformist.
Yeah.
It's so walk off a cliff by the billion conformist that and you know, it's easier to control people at the top of a pyramid than people at the bottom. It's easiest to control scientists, physicians, diplomats, policymakers. Those are actually easier to control than independent, free-thinking people at the bottom of a social pyramid. All you have to do is just flatter them. All you have to do is say you're a strategic partner. All you have to do is be the Prime Minister of Australia, and you're controlled like a robot. This guy has been making ridiculous statements for weeks. All he has to do is to be promised and to be flattered and to be told, well, we're going to need your help on something. He will never say, I'm not going to talk for weeks and weeks and weeks on end and look like a fool to people who really know. This guy, Tony Abbott, is a modern day idiot.
Yep.
Idiot. Mass media, mass culture, a psychological mass attraction, idiot. We're like looking through an absurd, I don't know what it is, a funnel, a prism? No one has any common sense who is allowed to make a statement to the people.
Right.
I mean, there's just the common sense out there. The fact is that the media seems to play a part. If there's any doubt about getting the facts, they seem to, first thing they do is they seem to tag along and start accusing the pilot of something. The pilot of having a simulator at home, which of course a lot of pilots do, being that affluent. And it just seems so, everything just seems so stilted about this whole affair.
Oh, absolutely.
It tells us that the, no matter what the people, how the people acted of their own will on board the flight itself, the people that are on Earth, the people that are at home, are acting in a way to completely disgrace themselves. I mean, we're just being led around like a bull, with a ring in its nose.
Well, that's the way the people are, and a lot of people are happy that way. But, you know, I think you point out something about the higher echelon, and I would not call these people at the very top, but you might say the upper middle class, the very upper middle class, who are so easily bought off because things are good for
them. Scientists are, don't you agree? Scientists are very, you know, the stereotype of them as like the Cold War guy with a white coat. Maybe it may not wear a white coat, but the fact is that the more specialized they are, and the more that they have that vested interest in their career, they get very scared when someone with a
sure,
a badge
they got the deeper pockets, they got the most to lose. Absolutely right. Now there are some great people, of course. You and I both know there's exceptions to the rule. Some people who are brilliant with, I mean, just the highest qualities of backgrounds, Harvard and West Point grads and people like that. I mean, Yale, people from MIT. We've got some wonderful, people who have a tremendous amount of integrity in these kinds of higher positions. But what's the old saying? Not many noble, not many wise. And the formula is here that I would say very bluntly, they're in bed with the whore of Babylon. That's what the problem is here. I mean, the money, the system, the glitter, the glamour, the prestige, the power, the pride. You know, that's why these people are bought out, and that's why they're not doing what they're supposed to do.
So,
it's too good for them.
I appreciate that. It's like a religious ethical view that ties in with the just the bare facts. We're in an age, you could say, we're in an age of a harlot, an age of a need to be rich, famous, and betray other people. Not just do the honorable thing, but do something that's going to enrich ourselves. And if we don't enrich ourselves, we're certainly going to be worshiping other people that enrich themselves. And follow their lead, and then of course a person like a journalist or a scientist, they can be controlled because they don't really have. How are you going to walk up that slippery pyramid of the news pyramid? Have you ever tried calling Aaron Katursky? I have. I spoke to him a couple times. Have you ever tried calling Bob Fuss? I've spoke to him. I've managed to try to walk up the slippery slopes of the news pyramid and try to get to the top. It's very difficult because
I don't think many people know who you're talking about, but I appreciate it, man.
Well,
Thank you for calling us tonight.
The regular networks have radio broadcasts, and they always have reporters to give their names.
Yeah. All righty, Fred.
You can sometimes get to them.
Thanks, man. Buddy. Appreciate hearing from you. Next hour, Doug Owen of Blacklisted News joins us for a new segment, War Room Wednesdays, or The War Report on Wednesday, right here, coming up in moments.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial